The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And with me, I have the beautiful Betty and Daniel and Patricia LeBlanc. Hello, good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you.
Nice. Let me hear from on your side. Mic check. Nice. Let's hear from you, Patricia.
Mic check.
Okay, that's the wrong mic. Let me get it up here. Let me hear you again.
Mic check.
Nice, like a pie. We're good to go. So you all are hearing me. We're hearing fine.
Yes, we are.
Yes? So let's talk. Olympics 2028, Grand Prix, cyclists. Let's talk. Where are we at now?
All right. So right now, we are looking at getting our cyclists out there to try and gain points going forward to the Olympics 2028.
Nice.
So, you know, preparation, it takes a lot.
Yes.
Good.
Time and energy.
Correct.
Cycling is a lot.
Correct. Nutrition, everything comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
The strength and conditioning, and also, of course, the coach.
Right.
The one who does the programs.
Wow.
Yeah, and our coach, he really believes in the science, and mm-hmm. he works with the science, and it is working for us.
Nice.
Yes.
So how much points are we at now? Because you mentioned that we start with points. So
correct.
Where are we at now?
So various cyclists, each individual cyclist will gather their points to right. get or to make it towards Olympics. So each cyclist's points would be different.
Oh, okay.
So we have Kwesi Brown,
mm-hmm.
Our two-time Olympian. And, of course, he's vying to go again for 2028.
Right.
So he is now on the streak of building his points once again. So we wouldn't know exactly how many points he has at this point in time unless we go on research.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
The same Ryan Dabro,
mm-hmm.
up and coming. He has represented Trinidad and Tobago various at Junior Pan Am and Junior Worlds and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So he now, in the elite category, he too is looking to start getting his points in there.
Nice.
To try to be the next one.
Yeah, nice.
To go off to Olympics. We
right.
also have Daniel James.
Right.
He too came in just 2-3 years ago, mm-hmm. and he has been making his mark on the international stage since 2 years now.
Nice.
Yeah, he continues to do well, continues to improve. He too has represented Trinidad at the Junior Pan Am level and the Junior Worlds level.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're doing well.
So I'm ready to say that both Darnell and Ryan are winners of medals,
yeah.
international medals.
Recently, yes.
Okay. So yeah. we're looking forward to that. How many cyclists do we have in all should be competing in the Olympics? Do we have an idea, or we have to wait and see?
Correct. We yeah. have to wait and see, because it's all about the point system, and it's all about the region in which we are.
Oh.
So they choose cyclists for the various events. So we have the sprint events, which is going to be the Kerin, and the sprint event,
mm-hmm.
which is like you're riding for 200 meters.
What?
And the person with the fastest time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And preparation for a cyclist. So what is the preparation time? Is it like about a 5 months, 6 months before?
So it's years.
It's years.
Yes.
It's years.
What?
According to the event you are preparing for,
right.
it's years. So, of course, Olympics is going to be years.
Mm.
So we know Olympics is every 4 years.
Yeah.
So you start from the first year, get go, and straight on.
Wow. So is it that you prepare for a specific heat or a specific game? How does that go? Talk to us about that.
Right. So the coach,
right.
he, using his knowledge
mm-hmm.
And his wisdom of the sport, and of course with the science, he is able to tell how far ahead before the event he must do certain things with the cyclists, getting them ready mm-hmm. for that event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And most times they train like twice a day. So you have the gym work
right.
and you have the track work.
Okay.
And then you would have recovery, which may be a short time on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a whole combination of different areas of training that will come together to mm-hmm. to prepare this cyclist for a particular event.
Right, right.
Yes.
So now I know you all have been in existence since like about 2003.
Correct.
So it's year after year. And in preparation for the 2028 Olympics, you all have started a short-term program where you all wanted to expose the cyclists to gain points at the various international competitions.
Correct.
So let's start there. What is the short-term program? What does it exist with? What is that? What is that short-term program?
Well, actually, we now getting the kids out there for the first time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we're using the LA Summer Slam competition,
right,
which takes place in July.
Mm-hmm.
What we are doing is trying to give them as much exposure as possible to working with the other international cyclists to see where they're at,
right,
and how much more work is needed to get them up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, some of them have had experience outside before, and some, this is going to be new to them.
Mm-hmm.
So doing anything in cycling is very costly, as you would can imagine.
Well, I mean, for the past few cycling games, the Grand Prix that we covered,
correct,
I mean, a bike is, I can't even buy a bike. I have to take a loan to buy a bike.
$80,000
TT. $80,000
TT.
That's a cheap bike.
And that's, well, I don't want to say a bike costs as much as a car.
Yes. Correct.
What about the tires? Tires cost even more than a tire for a normal car.
No, we have another presenter here, Davey. When he went on the track and it was like $40,000, $50,000 for a tire. I was like, a tire?
Yes.
You had to take a loan to get a tire.
Right.
So it's costly. So yes, how do you manage? How do you manage? What happens?
Parents really take the brunt of this. Unless you have a club that is sponsored, and unfortunately we are not one of those.
Right.
We're reaching out at this time.
Yes, we are.
You're reaching out to sponsors.
Yes. For sponsorship and help. We have to work hard to help the children. And in this instance, we have been doing that. We have been lucky to have some funding that came in, which was able to help us purchase tickets.
Correct.
And partially pay for some of our accommodation.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
We are now working hard where we are doing a raffle. We have a raffle out. We have some donation sheets out.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to raise the funds to cover accommodation, ground transfer, food, and stuff like that. The children of themselves, their responsibility at this point in time would be to pay their overweight, and that is also quite hefty. They mm-hmm. have to pay the overweight for the bikes going up and coming back.
Oh,
so it's
right.
Two ways. So we're trying to raise as much funds as we can to assist, because as I said, it is a very expensive sport.
Mm-hmm.
Even your uniforms are expensive. And if you fall and your uniform gets a rip, that's the end of that. You have to purchase a new one.
You can't stitch it?
Nope.
No. We don't have a seamstress to stitch it over us?
No
darning.
No, it doesn't work that way at all.
Wow.
So, you know, it is a tough. Some children, because of their love and their passion, I could see sometimes the pain and the hurt in some parents. I mean, really, really, some of them really not able to really afford it, but doing their best, you know, to make sure the children get their wish and reach their dream, you know. So we really hoping that they get out there, that we can assist, and we can get them out there, and then we can make some points and start charting their course towards Olympics 2020.
So let's talk about the summer. Let me get the name correct. SummerSlam Grand Prix in LA, California. Okay. How many of our cyclists are going there, or how many do we need to go to that Grand Prix?
Well, it's not really how many we need, but we are looking at the elite cyclists.
Elite ones.
They are the ones who, from here, have to go on to be making the points.
Oh, so they're getting the points there.
That's right.
Yes, right. So they're heading them forward. So how many of them are expected to go
there? So we have two young ladies, Alexia Wilson and Adriana Sejagat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people say girls in cycling, but mm-hmm. yeah, we have girls in cycling. And we have four boys. Well, Kwesi Brown, our two-time Olympian. We have Darnell James, Ryan Dabro, and Nigel Ali.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they are heading there to get these points. And they're expected to get these points.
Correct. Because they would be racing now against international cyclists, as Pat said.
Because that's just like Olympics.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because the level is going to be high.
Wow.
Yeah. And the coach expects a lot from them because, I mean, they have been preparing, working really hard. So, yeah.
So, are they ready?
Looking for the best.
Are they ready?
The coach can say
I wish we had the coach here, because yes. I would love to know the type of training they have to undergo to actually get into these types of games in this Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Yeah. But based on, you know, liaison with the cyclists, what type of training do you think that it's that they need to get into there? Like the type of heat or the training. So you mentioned is the gym. Is that gym? Is gym you mentioned?
Yeah. Strength and conditioning. That's
strength,
the gym.
Right. That's gym.
That's the gym. Right.
After that, what else?
So you have the track work, which comes with the program from the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You have plyometrics, which is a type of exercise. But then we don't want to say too much for others who are listening.
To get there.
Many different aspects. What we are also doing, we have a nutritionist on board because, of course, when you're training, when you're an athlete and a high performer, you need to know what you have to eat, when you have to eat it, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So like that. So we have the nutritionist on board because they are now under sport company TT. At the Hazel Crawford Stadium.
Yeah.
So the strength and conditioning coaches, they are there working with them. The nutritionist is there with them. And also we have the sports psychologist working with the athletes.
Sports psychologist.
Yes. Preparation mentally for going out there and to compete. Yes.
Wow. So it's a full 9 yards?
Correct.
It's everything.
Correct.
Wow. And you know, for me, I'm not a cyclist. I mean, I can hardly ride a bike from here to down the road without
really
panting and I wash my calves and get it all like that. I mean, because, you know, we are not conditioned.
Correct.
Yeah, and the type of bikes that they ride, the bikes, it's different to the regular mountain bike that we know.
The fat tires.
So, I mean, you all use skinny tires.
Yeah. Correct.
Right? And I know how difficult that would be for someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
So getting there mentally, physically, emotionally as well, you know, it's a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is.
So let's talk about the fundraisers and let's talk about getting to the summer Grand Prix. Let's talk more about that. How can persons reach out to you all? How do we start?
All right. So we have flyers for the raffle. But they can always contact us at 751-6462. Also, they can contact
735-0788.
So we'll call the numbers a little slower.
Yes.
So they will get it. Yeah. Because we need the corporate body to get on board. We are talking about cyclists representing Trinidad and Tobago. We are talking about, of course, if you come on board with Arima Wheelers on the uniforms, you can have your company's logo, name. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're looking to get the corporate citizens on board. So 751-6462.
We have our treasurer, who's Ingrid, 791-8393.
Right, nice. Is there a website where we can go on?
Definitely.
Arima Wheelers website? Can
so we had a website, but it's not functioning at the point in time. Mm-hmm. But we have our Instagram page.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us now, share those Instagram handles.
So at Arima Wheelers Cycling Club. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. That's Arima Wheelers Cycling Club.
And we can check you all out on Instagram. You get all the information
all the
there.
Information.
Correct.
And you talked about the fundraiser. Not the fundraiser, the raffle. What are we winning?
We have a 40-inch TV.
Smart TV. That's the first prize.
That's right.
Where's my name? My name needs to be there.
We have a microwave.
For the second prize.
Mini appliances.
The third prize.
Mm-hmm. We have a facial.
Fourth. And then we have
lots of other consolation prizes.
Wow.
Campers,
five consolation prizes.
And how do we get to get our names on this raffle?
So Sunday, yesterday, we were at Trincity Mall, Trincity, in the cinema area, and we were able to make contact with persons who came into the mall and get some of the tickets sold. So we are looking to be there again Friday and Saturday, this Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, at Trincity Mall. We are also we have to confirm with Eastgates, and we can also go to South Park. That's down in the south.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So, also, the draw of the raffle is on the 22nd of this month, Sunday the 22nd. And we're going to have it live.
Oh.
Just as what we did last year. So, it's really exciting. What we did also last year, and we're going to repeat this year, the winners of the raffle, we call you one time. And I mean, the feed is running.
Yes.
And we call and you had persons. Ah, I won. Yes, like that. That is exciting.
Yes, that's exciting. I can't wait to look forward to that. Now, before we close off, because I mean, I want to get as much information in as possible. Right. When is the Summer Slam Grand Prix? Is it in July, you mentioned?
Correct.
For how long? How long would that be happening for?
3 weeks. Uh-huh. It starts, the racing actually starts on the 9th. But we go in 2 days before the 7th, yeah, so the cyclists can get prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And we leave on the 28th, but racing ends on the 26th.
Right.
So we give them time to pack their bikes and whatnot, as the case may be, and then they come back to Trinidad on the 28th.
Right, so that's happening in July. Right, so that is the Summer Slam Grand Prix Olympics 2028 prep, and that's where they had to get the points.
Correct.
For that. So after they get the points in the Summer Slam, what is the next stage? What happens next?
So what we really, really want, and we are hoping corporate persons are listening, what we really want, what we are looking at also, is for them to have competition out in Europe.
Right. Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. We know Europe is a costly area.
Well, of course it is.
All right.
Yes.
So this is why we need that support.
Right.
What happens with Europe, they get a higher level of racing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with their placing, they are able now to gear towards world championships.
Right.
Okay. And at world championships, that's where they get a lot of points.
Oh, so that is the point taker, right? That, across
that's
there,
right.
In Europe.
That's
oh.
right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. And I'm excited to follow through to hear how well they are doing
at the
SummerSlam Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we close off, is there anything you would like to mention to our listeners that I may probably forget to ask you about the Grand Prix?
Okay, about the Grand Prix, although we are heading up with our elite, I want to say that we have coming on with us, and this is to encourage how we have one of our junior cyclists, Renelle Bernard, who's going to be going out there with us as well. She's going to get that experience on this round. And so that we can encourage all our other cyclists to look forward. Look, this can happen. I can make it as well, you know. So we're really, really looking forward to a great showing for all of them, a great experience for all of them.
Mm.
And we're really looking forward to the public support and corporate bodies, as we say, to come on board
to get
with us
on board.
And, you know, help these children achieve their goals.
Yes. So let's wrap again. Give us the contact for persons to reach out to you. To one you could donate, and of course the raffle is out. So give us the contacts again.
Sure. So it's 751-6462.
735-0788.
And of course you can check out the Instagram on Arima Wheelers
Cycling Club.
Arima Wheelers Cycling Club. So go and check out that. Follow them, guys. Arima Wheelers Cycling Club on Instagram. Don't forget, you can get involved in the
contributions and the donations and the sponsorship.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it.
Yes. Well, of course you have to call it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's all about the SummerSlam Grand Prix Olympics 2028 prep. It's happening. For the TNT cyclists, they have to get their points. It's all about the points system, and it's their preparations. It's all about the Arima Wheelers.
Yes.
So we look forward to hearing from you guys again, once again. So go check out their Instagram channel, Arima Wheelers Cycling Club, and go partake in the fundraisers, in the raffle. Don't forget, you're winning a 40-inch Smart TV. That's the first prize. What's the second prize again?
A microwave.
Third prize?
Facials.
The facials. And it have Constellation prizes. So get involved. Go check them out. So thank you, ladies, for joining us today. And I wish you all the best. All the luck to all the TNT cyclists. And, you know, we're looking for the points. It's all about the points. Yeah?
Thank you very much for having us on.
Yes. Thanks so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.